Hi guys, hello. This is
By Starlight
with
Kate.
DJ Carly and
DJ Kate.
and you are listening to 91.5 FM
WMFO Medford Tufts
Freeform Radio. We've been doing this alternating thing lately.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. You know, we're two peas in a pod. Aww, so we gotta share sentences.
Yeah.
All right, the song you just heard was called
The Killing Moon by Echo and the Bunny Men. And introducing this week's theme. We are doing needle drops or movie soundtracks. So anything that really sticks out from
our,
a movie.
Like, I think some of our, like, I think we're doing our, like, favorite ones, maybe. Or favorite, just most notable.
That's what I was going to say, is a lot of these I tried to do ones that, like, I could think of without, like, looking up the soundtrack.
Yeah.
And this one, if you haven't guessed it, is Donnie Darko.
Darko.
When he's riding the bike in the very beginning, we get
it's a very
credits.
Iconic.
Yeah, very iconic
scene.
There were other choices from this movie, but I think this one was good to start us off. I think.
For sure. Donnie Darko was like I think like we both have like a shared appreciation for it. Did you first see it?
I saw it at the Brattle with Kate.
Yeah,
but I watched it like. Then I think I've watched it 3 times since then because I had to show my parents.
That's so cool.
And I like rewatched it and I rewatched it again. So safe to say we love it.
Yes, we do. And then just to come up next from that, you know, we have a New Order song, which I think like goes well with it. It's from the Marty Supreme soundtrack. Carly and I have like similar thoughts about the movie, but one thing that we have deducted from the movie is that we really like the soundtrack.
Yeah.
It was really well done. Yeah. I think it like really it complemented the
it did.
The like the action filled
the gritty,
like, yeah, exactly. Like. And so this song, The Perfect Kiss, I think just like the start, this like first couple beats of the song, like, oh my god. Yeah. When I saw it in theaters, I was like, I audibly gasped. Like I was like, oh my gosh, no way, they got New Order. And like not like a Not it wasn't like Bizarre Love Triangle.
Yeah,
it was like it was a little bit under the radar. Yeah. Like not entirely.
Yeah.
But I thought that was pretty cool. And it's a great song. So that'll be coming up next. Hope you guys like it.
I still there. Thank you.
That was called Bluish by Animal Collective. And before that, you heard
Dagger by Slow Dive.
Do you want to start us off, Carly?
Yeah. So Dagger by Slow Dive is a needle drop from Mysterious Skin, Gregor Rocky movie that I watched a couple days or like last week, regrettably in the middle of my day before I had class and work. So really threw me off.
Threw a wrench in your day.
Yeah, not the kind of movie you want to like set yourself up with to go on a whole day. But the whole soundtrack's Slow Dive and other like 90s shoegaze kind of stuff. And it works really, really well in the movie. The reason I chose this song, because I could have chosen a whole bunch, is because I can envision exactly when it starts playing. And it's just such a tender and like gut-wrenching moment, and this movie is, those are, I think, good ways to put the movie in general, and I was like, holy crap, I have to include this.
Yeah, it's also such like a deeply melancholic song, like I don't know, you hear it and your heart just sinks.
Yeah,
and
I got
like
goosebumps while we
listening. I think that's why like it's so effective in the movie too, because like I don't know, it's just a good song, man. It's just a good song. And then after that, you heard Bluish by Animal Collective, which was played or is played in the movie called Waves. It's a really, really good movie. Carly and I were like just talking about it. Another
upsetting one.
Deeply upsetting movie, but like you got to watch it. Like, like same with Mysterious Skin. I feel like you have to watch it. Yeah. Like just you got to feel the things because...
Yeah.
You feel a whole lot when you watch those movies, and that's the intention. But
yeah,
if you're looking for something to make you feel a whole lot, go watch those two movies.
Those are good
for sure. But yeah, I really like this song. I think it's like it's super pretty. Like I don't know, it's just like a really nicely done song, like love song, and like I really love the scene where she introduces it to him. If you've seen the movie, you know what I'm talking about. Like they're in the car and he thinks that it's Blood Orange, but it's Animal Collective. And it's super cute. And the song is, I think, really tender and perfectly, I don't know, complements their relationship. And yeah, if you haven't seen the movie, you have no idea what I'm talking about. But go watch the movie and you'll understand what I mean. And yeah, coming up next, we have
No Name Number 3 by Elliot Smith. Good Will Hunting had to include kind of how I got introduced to Elliot Smith a little bit after, but this was my favorite Elliot Smith. He does a ton of, like, he basically is involved with the whole score for the movie. But this is my favorite needle drop moment. So Boston, so autumn, so sad, but beautiful. Here we go.
Here we go. Here's No Name Number 3. Thank you.
So come on night. Everyone is gone home to oblivion, home to oblivion, home to oblivion. Home to oblivion. No, we're not illegitimate in our hearing. So come on, so.
Myself, what's done is done. I tell myself, don't be a fool. Play the field, have a lot of fun. It's easy when you play it cool. I tell myself, don't be a chump. Who cares? Let him stay away. That's when the phone rings and I jump. As I grab the phone, I pray. Let it please be him. Oh dear God, it must be him. It must be him, or I shall die. Or I shall I die. After a while, I myself again. I pick the pieces off the floor, put my heart on the shelf again. He'll never hurt me anymore. I'm not a puppet on a string. I'll find somebody else someday. That's when the phone rings. And once again, I start to pray. Let it please be him. Oh, dear God, it must be him. It must be him, or I shall die. Or I shall die. Oh, hello, hello, my dear God. It must be him, but it's not him. And then I die. Again I die. Let it please be him. Oh, dear God. It must be him. It must be him, or I shall die.
What's up? That was
April's Daydream by Dev Hynes.
Before that was It Must Be Him by Vicky Carr. And before that was
Come Here by Kath Bloom.
You can begin there.
So Come Here is from a movie very near and dear to my heart, Before Sunrise. My favorite of the trilogy, of the Before trilogy, is the second one. And I debated between choosing this song or Julie Delpy's Waltz for a Night, because both of these songs are, I think, very I don't know, they're great like soundtrack songs to me. But this song is played when Jesse and Celine are in the record shop and they're listening. They picked out this album and they put it on and they go into one of the listening like cubicle rooms, which I think is so cool. I wish that was still a thing in places, in record shops. And it's beautiful. They're listening to the song and they're like, it's a very iconic scene. Like when Jesse looks at her, she looks away. When he looks away, Celine looks at him. And I don't know, it's a beautiful scene. And this song is very beautiful. So that's what I have to say about that. And then after that song was,
well, first, let me give you a PSA.
Okay. Excuse me.
In the event of a car crash, 3 out of 4 kids are not as secure as they should be because their car seats are not used correctly. But the latch system makes it easier to get it right and hold your kids tight. Anchor, tether, latch. Learn more at safecar.gov. Okay. and with that important PSA, the song was It Must Be Him by Vicky Carr. And that song plays... like within the movie, there's a word for that, but I'm forgetting it. Like, it's actually playing on a record in the movie, in this movie Moonstruck, which, oh my gosh, I love that movie. I have a huge, like, the biggest poster in my room is Cher, like, with her arms outstretched, outside of the Met. And I just, this movie is just, I mean, this song is just so, like, it's like triumphant in a way, and it's just, it makes me feel so sweet, and like the lyrics are so funny. She's so like she's so clever, and yeah, I only have good things to say about it. It makes me feel good. And the next one was
April's Daydream by Dev Hynes. You know, y'all might not know, he's kind of underground. Like, this is you know, he also goes by Blood Orange. I don't know if you guys have heard of him. No, but like he scored Palo Alto, which is a movie that I love. I always tell people, like, it's not necessarily like an amazing movie, but I really, really like it. And I think the soundtrack is perfect. And, like, in every way, it just feels so 2014. And I think the soundtrack, like, I don't know if this makes sense, but the soundtrack goes perfectly with, like, the colors in the movie, if that makes sense. Like, it just, it's, I cannot describe how perfect this song is. It's very short, but it's the scene where April is like, she's got her head like out of the car, and she has her arm like out of the window. And I don't know. I just love this song. I don't know. I don't have anything crazy to say about it, but it's very emotionally resonant for me. Yeah. So yes. Then coming up next,
we have Drive to Boston by Mark Orton, which is from the movie The Holdovers, which is a super like acoustic, folky soundtrack, and this is from the score, and it's literally when they're driving to Boston. And I think right now, even though this is sort of a holiday movie, it fits perfectly, all the snow,
totally.
And it's just, it's super like plucky and, yeah, and tugs at your heartstrings, and it's a sweet moment in the movie because it's a happy kind of moment before things get sad again.
Yeah. But well, Lucy and I were surprised when I said you chose a Holdover song. She thought it was gonna be Crying, Laughing, Loving, Lying.
Yeah.
So
no,
we were surprised by that.
They have such good like songs, but the score I have come to really love, yeah, also. And so I thought that the score was underappreciated, so I wanted to, hey, this is one that I like listen to a lot, actually. Like it's on playlists of mine, even though it's, you know, no lyrics and stuff. But here we go.
All right, enjoy, guys.
Thank you.
No.
Hi, guys. That was Lullaby from Rosemary's Baby Part 1. Before that was
Born Slippy by Underworld.
Want to talk about that one first?
Oh, yes. That is a pretty iconic song from Trainspotting. I feel like a lot of people like know of that song.
Yeah.
I hope they do. I was saying to Carly, like, I think that should be like played at like the club. Yeah. Like at the frat. Like,
yeah. No, it, like dancing.
Like, when can that happen?
Yeah. Tomorrow.
No, but yeah, that song is just, it's just a bop. And like, I feel like it's a very recognizable, like, movie soundtrack song. So that's why I chose it. And it's a bop.
Yeah. And I chose this song from Rosemary's Baby. I really love the Rosemary's Baby score. I am issuing an apology for choosing controversial director Roman Polanski to include in this playlist, but he didn't do the score. It was Krzysztof's Komeda. Yeah. But this song is just so eerie, and this is also in the intro. Like, I think this is like as we get the credits, and it like sets up the movie so well. This movie is like just like the best precursor to modern horror that we actually have. Like, whoa,
I really need to watch it. Yeah, I was saying, I was like,
put this on your watch list. It is good around Christmas time if you like eerie Christmas, because it happens around them. But it does take place over the whole year because it's a whole pregnancy. But anyway,
okay,
let's get into the last song because we're running out of time.
Let's get into it.
What is it, Kate?
Next song is called Atmosphere by Joy Division. I would say this is like a very cinematic song. Like, just like the first like minute of it is very like ominous, and like I don't know, it's very cool stuff. And Carly and I both love Joy Division, and we love the movie Bones and All very much. It's both of our like one of our favorite movies, yeah. Both of us. And yeah, I really like this song, so
here it is.
Oh wait, I gotta say the outro.
Oh yeah,
hold on. All right, thank you guys for listening. This is Kate and Carly. This is our show.
By Starlight.
And you're listening to
91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford Tufts.
Freeform Radio.
All right.
Here we go.
Have a good night, guys. Here's Atmosphere.
find it easy, aching to see, walking on air.